Praise be Jesus and Mary. Although faith is a supernatural gift from God, which enlightens our mind and enables us to affirm with conviction and believe with certainty revealed truth, such as Jesus is the Son of God and a divine person, nevertheless, God does provide signs for us to believe, which are reasons to believe. Okay? They can't by themselves give a person faith, but they can dispose a person to receive the gift of faith. And one of those signs is the fulfillment of prophecy. And here, with the birth of our Lord and other events in the gospel, there are hundreds of prophecies which are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. And one of them is the prophecy of Jacob, found in the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 10. The patriarch Jacob says, "The scepter shall not be taken away from Judah, nor a ruler from his thigh, till he come that is to be sent, till he come that is to be sent, and he shall be the expectation of nations." Right, that's a prophecy regarding the Messiah. He come that is to be sent, the expectation of the nations. So the scepter is going to pass from Judah to an alien. And we see that here in the beginning of today's gospel. In the days of Herod, king of Judea. Right? Herod took the place of Mattathias, okay, who was ruler up until 37 BC of the tribe of Judah. And here we have Herod, who is an Idumean, an alien. He now takes over, right? And Luke, by stating that, is indicating we have one prophecy that is fulfilled here, and that is the prophecy of the patriarch Jacob. A reason to believe, a reason to dispose someone to receive the gift of faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.